I didn't need to think about Annabelle Montgomery or any other name she chose to use. I didn't even know if her name was ever Annabelle Queen. Hell, I mumbled to myself. Had she taken my brother's name? Did she have my name? Chills slid up my back and I shook them off. Whatever. I needed to stop thinking about that. The doorbell rang and I swallowed hard, hoping it was an overeager postal carrier. But as I opened the door, I knew I wasn't so lucky. Annabelle smiled up at me and held out a pink box from a very familiar place.
The best donuts in the state, as a peace offering for looking like a scared deer in headlights last night when I saw you outside.
I looked down at the box, and then at her face, and did my best not to slam the door. I don't need a peace offering, or whatever the hell you think this is. She paled a bit, her lips pressing into a thin line before she put on a whole new persona like a mask, as if she weren't an angry woman trying to win me over. Instead, she seemed happy and bubbly, as if she hadn't a care in the world. Maybe she didn't. Perhaps she didn't miss my brother as I did. It wouldn't surprise me. It wasn't like she knew him. No, she'd only married him for the press.
Well, I wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood. This is the Montgomery neighborhood, by the way, she said through gritted teeth, even though she was smiling.
Dread filled me. She couldn't be saying what I thought she was. What? I asked.
My family, Montgomery Builders, we built every single one of these homes. We all live here, too, though on different blocks. So even though our name isn't on the stonework out front for the community, it's still our place. And welcome to it.
The Montgomerys had built this place?
The one development that had called to me when I did a quick search of the area while looking to find a neighborhood near my parents.
Of course they had, and they surrounded me, like they always did.
I see.
Well, I don't really think I see.
She looked down at the box in her hands and let out a breath.
Jacob, it's been a long time. I just wanted to say good morning and welcome. We're going to be neighbors for a while now, unless you move away tomorrow.
I thought about it. I growled. Her eyes widened.
How can you hate me so much that you would think about leaving the home you just moved into?
I can hate you for a lot of reasons.
But I was careful. I put my key in the lock, walked inside, and then turned and waved as Benjamin drove off. I let out a breath, and then frowned as I looked over at the phone book on my driveway. I hadn't noticed it being delivered earlier, and I didn't want it outside all night. I sighed and went to pick it up.
Hey.
I whirled, dropped my keys, and tripped over my heels. I fell on my ass, the pavement digging into my palms. I looked up at the man silhouetted against the moonlight.
Crap, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you or freak you out. I was just letting you know that I was out here, headed into my house. But I accidentally scared you anyway.
He held up a hand, and I looked at him, not wanting to go near him.
Seriously, let me help you up. I promise I'll stand here, and you can go back inside. Only wanted to say hello. I'm your new neighbor.
I frowned, feeling like I knew that voice, but I didn't know from where or how. He could be a serial killer. If I kept sitting there, he could still try to kill me. I knew I should at least act like I knew what I was doing and not appear scared. I'd probably be able to fight him off better if I were standing. Maybe. I slid my hand into his and let him help me up. I dusted off my butt and then moved back a few steps, needing space. My heart thudded, and my ankle hurt more, as if I had twisted it.
I am sorry,
the man repeated.
Anyway, as I said, I'm your new neighbor, Jacob. Jacob Queen.
Ice slid over me as he stepped into the beam from my porch light. I did the same, my past coming at me full force. I swallowed hard, trying to catch my breath. No, it couldn't be this. Not in the house I had built. Not in my family's neighborhood, the one we'd put our blood, sweat, and tears into. This couldn't be Jacob. He couldn't be back. But as he looked at me, his face suddenly devoid of color, I knew he recognized me. I knew this was the same Jacob.
You,
he whispered. You, I echoed. And then he glowered at me, turned on his heel, and stomped away. I couldn't help but look at the back of the man who had grown up with my late husband, his brother. And the one man in the whole world I knew hated me more with each and every breath.